Hey, y'all, welcome to Outlast Podcast. I am Frank, and I'm joined by my mom, Shirley.
Hi there.
Today, we're talking Survivor Season 44, Episode 10, Full Tilt Boogie. This one, we actually had two challenges on.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, it was nice to get to form. Makes my job a little easier because then we go back and forth a little better.
Right.
Which is good. We lost Franny this time.
Yeah, that was sad.
I think it was time. She was doing too good at challenges.
She sure was.
You're right. You know, hey, props to you. But at this point in the game, that means you have a target on your back.
Yeah, that's too bad. You know, I want some of the good players like Danny. Love Danny. Really doubt he's going to win. You know, I hate when that happens.
Well, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So you thought Franny was good, you wanted her to keep going.
Well, because she was good in challenges. You know, some that are good in challenges, they're a threat right off the bat and we lose them. And they very seldom get down even to the last three, you know, and it's kind of a shame. I mean, they're playing the game so well. Like, I love Carson, too. I mean, he does great at puzzles, but that's such a target on him.
Yeah. Danny's making big moves in it. Someday we'll catch him, too, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing with Franny is I think she invested too much of her, like, you know, her social game capital in Matt and not spreading it out too much. So now that Matt's gone, her most, you know, fervent ally's gone.
Right.
There's nobody that was really fighting for her very strongly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I think that was probably her biggest downside.
Right.
We saw that she kind of was going with anybody who would take her.
Yeah,
this time around.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and start things off. Franny is shocked that she was left out of the last vote for Kane. Everyone lied to her. So right away, she has nobody that's telling her the truth. Lauren also felt left out, but you know, she's kind of keeping it a little bit more chill. Like she's going to work with this and figure out where to go next.
Yep.
She does see that the powers are shifting, though. Carson pulls Jamie aside to try to patch things up. He tells her that he can... that he heard Kane mentioning her, but really it was actually him doing it.
Oh my God, he's so bad.
Yeah, I think that was a good move on his part.
It was a good move.
Yeah. I like how he said it, like, Kane's not here to defend himself. So, of course, he did everything wrong.
Yeah, you know, he's playing the game. That's
might
good.
Might as well, yeah. Jamie is worried because the others might think she still has an idol. Now, let's go ahead and dive into this now. Her game plan is to tell others, hey, this is exactly what happened. She almost laughs about how unbelievable it sounds.
Yeah.
How do you convince people you don't have an idol?
To me, like, if I was her, what I would have done is told one person as though it's a secret. Guess what? Everybody thinks I have one, but I don't, right?
Yeah.
Knowing that that person's going to tell everybody else looks more believable. If you're just trying to tell everybody, it looks like you're lying.
Yeah.
You know, but I think if she spread it that way, then, you know, after everybody found out, oh crap, you know, the cat's out of the bag kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think she was just too open with it. And like, she was so anxious to tell everybody. And then when the girls came back for the sanctuary, she was so anxious to tell them.
Yeah.
It was just
too much.
Too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you have done?
I don't know if there's anything you can do. I think once it's found out that you had an idol, that's your fault. And now if you don't play it, then, hey, you know what? That's your SOL. I mean, at this point, you almost want to make a fake idol, purposely lose it so that you can say, like, that was the idol. Oops. And it was a fake one.
Yeah.
I think that really would be her best bet right now. Take some beads, play it on the next one, even though you're safe, just so you could say, boom, it's played.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, because they're always going to have that doubt.
Yeah.
You know,
besides it was a fake one anyway. So what's the hurt?
Yeah.
Jamie is very confident in herself right now.
Too confident.
Ridiculously. We see it's coming up in the next episode too, so bear down for that. But in this episode too, she gets these reality checks every so often where she sees like, oh, votes are coming my way or I wasn't in on this vote. They don't stick with her at all.
No, they don't.
She continues to think that for some reason she's the shot caller out there.
Yeah.
Can you think of a situation that's giving her that kind of mentality?
I really don't. I haven't seen her with a strong alliance at all. I mean, in the previews of the next one, she's telling Heidi that they know we're running the game kind of thing. And I really don't get what it is that she feels like she's done to be sitting in such a good spot.
Yeah. I'm just not sure. It's very odd because usually you'd have like, oh, maybe they're making this particular move bigger than it is. There's no move for her to have.
Right.
There was an idol that walked out the door, you know, and she played an extra vote last week. I don't think it made a difference.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it didn't make a difference at all. So, yeah, I don't know.
All right, we're heading into challenge.
Okay, so this is a reward challenge. Again, it's raining, the poor people. The reward is tacos, apple empanadas, beer, margaritas. It all sounds delicious. Yeah. what they have to do is spin inside a metal frame, slowly winding up a buoy across a line. Go across obstacles, grabbing two balls along the way. Race to land those balls on a tall ledge.
Yeah.
I'm telling Dad, how tall do you think that ledge is? Maybe 30 feet? He's like, it's about 15.
Yeah.
I said, well, I'm glad I asked.
I like this challenge. Well, the dizzy thing really hit them pretty hard.
Oh, dude,
some
yeah.
more than others, but it was definitely.
Yeah, Lauren was so heck of dizzy. She was walking way over like, I can't even find mine. She yeah. says, you know.
Carolyn too. I think she went to the ground at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a trip. So as we get going, Franny and Danny spin around and get out of there pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
A little dizzy, but they don't seem to have an effect as much as the others. Everybody else, super dizzy. Franny and Danny just keep going neck to neck. I mean, they're just killing it on this one. Trying to cross the belt. By the time they get to that balance beam, they're still dizzy.
Yeah.
At that point, they have to untie the balls. Franny across first and lands a ball on the ledge.
She's ahead of everybody.
She went right through it.
Yeah.
I mean, just so fast.
She's very good at challenges.
Yeah. So she got the one ball. Danny's trying to get his first, but it's not making it. At this point, Lauren is way behind. She's still trying to untie the balls. And I think it was because she was so dizzy.
And Carolyn, too, was having a hard time untying
Carolyn
the balls.
Carolyn was really struggling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at this point, Lauren's the only one back. Carolyn's finally made it through.
Oh, did she? Okay, okay. Yeah. I thought Carolyn was last. Okay.
Yeah. No, in this one, Lauren was the one that was still trying to do the balls.
Okay.
And then Franny lands her second ball. And that quickly, yeah. Franny wins. I couldn't believe how fast that was. I mean, the rain was started coming down really heavy. That girl just kept going. I was really surprised. So she wins. That's her third immunity, individual immunity.
That's her third win. She didn't get immunity for this.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. Her third win. Biggest reward of the season for sure. She's going to the sanctuary. She's getting food and letters from home.
Yes.
That's huge.
That's a biggie. Yeah.
Yeah. So then she gets to pick somebody to go with her. She picks Carolyn because she's missing her son was her reason. Then she picks Lauren and she says she hasn't eaten much. And of course she's missing her child also. Then she picks Heidi. We don't get a reason, but she picks Heidi.
Jeff says because she's a parent too. So maybe there's a kind
okay.
of a mom
yeah.
vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Is there anybody else you would have taken instead of these three?
I would have for sure taken Danny.
Yeah.
Danny saved her butt. That girl would not be there if it wasn't for him.
Yeah.
He used his idol on her and she had enough votes to go out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no doubt she would not be there if it wasn't for Danny. And I'm so surprised that she didn't have him go too.
Yeah.
Didn't choose him.
I think at this point, I would have taken the three people that I think I could lock down to a Final Four alliance.
Okay.
And tell them, like, look, whatever alliance you guys had before that, screw that. Let's make this Final Four alliance. Kind of try to make a pact that's ironclad.
Yeah.
Just so that you can lock it. Because right now, the letters from home is the most enticing reward out there.
Right.
Which we'll talk about that in a bit. But I think with that, you can lock down probably Danny, probably Carson, and probably, I don't know, Jam Jam or Carolyn. Somebody else, well, Heidi, actually, I would probably pick Heidi. Those are probably the three I'd pick. And just be like, we all have things we could say that have done well. Franny, too, has stuff that she says that could win her the million.
Yeah.
Let's just get to the Final Four. And I think that would have been best because at the Final Four, I think that's when you start to get somebody who's, you know, the game gets wonky at that point.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Kick Jam Jam out of there. Kick Carolyn out of there. Let's have a good, I hate when we have somebody who's so coattail that it's a wasted seat.
Right.
So let's get it fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
Danny, I think, would be on board with that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He wants the competition side of things.
Yeah, he really does. Yeah. So. It frustrates him when people take the easy way out, like when some set
they
out.
Took the rice,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. He did not like that at all.
Yeah. So I think I think it would be a fun opportunity. As a viewer, I wish they would have done that.
Yeah.
But instead, you know, hey, this is fine.
Yeah.
So we see the losers. Jam Jam is very upset that he could not go on reward and get his letters from his husband and his mom.
Yeah.
He hasn't won yet. So, I mean, he's just getting hungry
and
dejected and everything like that. Danny brings up how Franny is a major challenge threat. He's not lying.
No, he's
got
not.
Three of them.
Yeah, they just saw that.
Everyone else seems to be on board, which well, that was pretty fast. I think everybody was kind of thinking the same thing. He's just bringing it up.
Yeah.
The winners, meanwhile, they're enjoying their tacos and margaritas. Carolyn mentions that she's going to have the Virgin Margarita. They all look so good to me.
Yeah.
Man, that was getting thirsty. It reminded me of the cruise days. I was like, oh man, I want to go back on a cruise.
I know. I'm ready.
Franny wants to build a relationship with Carolyn. And I think those are two good duos. Franny doesn't have much relationships now that Matt's gone. Carolyn always seems to be on the outs, but she's starting to fit in more now.
Yeah.
I think it's a good
choice. I know when Carolyn starts sharing about her addiction and conquering that and all that, Franny really got close to her with that.
Yeah, she
just
seemed to
opening
lean on
up
that.
Like that really meant a lot to Franny. So I think they have a pretty good relationship.
Yeah. They begin reading their letters, and Lauren is hit by her father's words. He's proud of her. We see Carolyn gets a letter and a drawing from her son. She was saying that he doesn't like to write at all. I got to say, though, they definitely paid less attention editing-wise or show-wise to the letters from home. And I wonder if that's because there's another challenge coming up.
Yeah, it must have been because I was still waiting. I didn't see anything of Heidi's at all.
Yeah, Heidi or Franny.
Or Franny, yeah. So, you know, I was kind of like, letters from home is a big deal, you know, for a viewer for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And... you know, of course they read to them, but we didn't get to share in that. So I was kind of disappointed with that.
Do you think we'll return to where they bring family members out there?
I am sure hoping so. That was brought up on Fire with Jeff Probst.
Okay.
And so what he spoke about it, just saying when it went to, with COVID, they had to stop.
Of course.
And now they're only at 26 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he really likes it. And he makes, of course, a lot of calls with that show. And so he said there's a good chance that that will come
good.
Back.
I like that a lot better.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah. Because then I like when you get like the husband or the wife that's like trying to make friends with them them, you know, trying to, let me make sure you're in alliance with this one. Yeah. They get one day to try to do what they can.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. I hope
they do too. It sounds like they probably will bring it back.
So the four of them out there, they discuss who they want to target, and they all seem to be wanting to target Danny, including Heidi.
Yeah.
Says she's ready to turn on him.
Yeah.
And she says that again for the next episode, by the way. It's in the preview for the next episode. I think she mentions it in that preview and makes a good point. It's like, we knew we were going to go final two, but it's basically until we have to get rid of one of each other.
Yeah.
That's good players. They know that at a certain point, look, it just doesn't behoove us to go forward and they have to cut. It reminds me very much of Shan and, Ricard. Yeah.
Yeah.
The two were thick as thieves, but they knew that, hey, it was the best move right now for him to get her out.
That was kind of cool at that moment.
Yeah.
You know, they both knew it. So it was pretty cool. I really liked the two of them.
Yeah. All right. So we're back to the losers. Not to call them losers, but that's how I write it down in the notes. After they talk over names, they decide to go ahead and target Carolyn. I think they're going to use Jamie. Yep, here it is. Danny says they'll use I should just keep reading. Jamie to flush out the idol just in case. So they're going to use her name, stuff like that.
Yeah.
She admits that Kane has it. And that's when she starts really pitching this idea, this fairy tale. Well, it sounds like a fairy tale to the others. None of them believe her.
Yeah.
And now want her to be the plan B.
Right.
So it's like, hey, look, she's just making herself sound foolish.
Absolutely.
I don't know what else she could have done, though. But really, you know, it's looking bad.
She was so hyped about it. Oh, I got the target off my back. I finally told everybody. I was just like, wow, you're really overdoing it for some reason.
I wonder what she's thinking now as she watches it. I don't follow her on Twitter. I should. I follow a lot of the people on Twitter as they're going through my favorites.
I don't know. I just, I felt like that was a very poor way. I think if she's just sat back and thought about how she would feel, if somebody like threw that out there, she would question it, I would think.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know.
Not to double back. So I was thinking like probably the best person to follow, by the way, guys, is Jesse from the last season. He was really good. Then it reminded me another good time was when Jesse had to turn on Cody and they both respected each other for that move too. That was another good one.
That was a good one.
They should bring back duos like that.
Oh, that would be
cool.
How cool.
Jeff, please, if you're listening.
You better be listening.
Bring back duos. Oh, man. Right there, Boston Rob and Amber. There's another one.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Oh, there are so many good ones.
That's a really good one too. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, the winners return back to camp. And again, boom, right away, Jamie's like, oh, I'm going to share this information about my idol. And immediately they don't believe her either.
No,
and now
not
they're
at all.
Targeting her too.
Yeah.
It's just all backfiring on her. She's got a big smile on her face. Like, look, guys, it worked. All right, we go over to challenge.
Okay. So with challenge, this one is for immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Their feet tied together and their arms tied to their side. They have to slither through the sand while using their mouth to drag a buoy through the course. Maneuver the buoy through the final obstacle, then race to the finish. To complete a star-shaped puzzle.
That sand's got to get everywhere when they're slithering through
Oh, my God.
They probably finding sand 2 months after Survivor filming, I swear.
Danny was killing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you watch that, you notice that most of them are slithering through that sand, like using their shoulders.
Yeah.
But even though his hands are tied to his side, he's just bending his wrists enough to use his hands.
Yeah.
And just, he's so far ahead of the rest.
Yeah, he's moving.
Then we've got Carson and Heidi and Franny. They're all pulling up behind him. This is where Carolyn's really struggling. She's having a really hard time. So, you know, Danny's still ahead. Carson's close behind. Before you know it, Danny's at the puzzle.
Yeah.
He gets to the puzzle very quickly, kind of like how Franny did the first one.
But that's his weak point. He is not good at puzzles.
I know. Yeah. Why do they all have to end with a puzzle?
Because of this.
So, he gets to the puzzle. Then Heidi, Carson, Franny. Everybody's there except for Carolyn. She's still struggling. All of a sudden, they get going on the puzzle. Of course, Carson gets ahead of Danny. Two pieces left. Then he's down to one, and it doesn't fit. Has to take part of it apart. At this point, Franny's catching up to him.
Yeah, she is.
But then he figures it out, puts the puzzle together, and has won his first individual immunity.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
I will say, though, if you pay attention to Franny's puzzle, like, she was second place, but even that, not close.
Yeah. No,
it was a whole lot of, like, the Amazing Race thing where it's like, oh, Franny's catching up to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
She had, like, three more things to go. Like, she had a ways to go.
Well, and we didn't know how much Carson was going to have to take it apart.
True.
Luckily, he only had to take a few pieces apart.
Yeah,
and then so that worked out great, but he was stoked. He was so happy. Yeah.
Puzzles are definitely his thing.
Oh,
that's the thing with, like, Danny is, it seems like being physically fit or better at challenges isn't necessarily mean you're going to win them anymore. It just gives you the advantage.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You still only till you get to the end and then somebody by far could pass you up.
Hmm. I like it as an equalizer, but you do kind of think, like, maybe sometimes we should just let them win enough of.
Well,
I think the one before this was a good one because it was physical, but not too physical, you know?
Yeah. And to me, like, if they do the puzzles too much, then, you know, the person strong in puzzles is getting a huge advantage.
And a huge target.
Yes. So, you know, that's really got to be done carefully, you know, which I'm sure they think it out, of course.
Yeah, but you're listening to On Fire. You know how much they think about every single thing.
Oh, my God. Every little thing. It's so cool.
All right. So we're heading back to camp, guys, and Franny goes into overdrive trying to save herself. Some agreed to go with Jamie over Danny. Again, Jamie, who thinks she's super safe. Danny tells Jamie and Lauren and Ian Jam Jam to target Franny.
Yeah.
Lauren seems to be open with the idea. At this point, Danny's pitch is that, you know, hey, she's just good at challenges, guys. You just saw that even in this one, she was second place.
Yeah.
She could have won it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Jam Jam thinks that Jamie is the biggest threat. He talks to Carson and they're going to go Franny.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like how through this entire thing, the Tika, the purple people, have done pretty good staying together, except for it feels like they're cutting Carolyn out more and more.
They are. Yeah. That last vote, she got very upset about that.
Yeah. And they're not, I mean, Jim Jim didn't go to Carolyn and Franny. She went to, or to Carson and Franny. He just went to Carson.
Yeah. I think they are pushing her out.
Yeah.
Which maybe they see that she's playing a better game now.
I think she is. I think she's getting along with people a lot better too.
Yeah.
And she's, I think she's willing to go with other people more than the others are.
Yeah.
Heidi mentions the vote, the Franny vote to Carson and Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
Now Carolyn freaks out and tells Franny. Carson, of course, is trying to play it down. Like, yeah, I know it's the vote. That's when I put it together.
Yeah.
They're leaving me out because, they won't vote for her. And I'm like, yeah, when she said that was the quote she said, they're leaving me out because I won't vote for her. Yeah. No, duh.
Yeah.
Like, how are you not? I don't know. I'm not to complain about Carolyn at all, but she's just not playing the game in that sense.
Yeah.
Like, she's upset because, like, oh, she was nice to me, so I don't want to vote for her.
Right.
You're on Survivor.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that shouldn't matter.
Someone lets you borrow their idol to protect themselves, you better, they're voting for you.
Yeah.
If they're a good survivor, absolutely, you vote for that person.
Yep.
So, anyways, I think Carolyn's, if she gets to the end, in my opinion, off of us, saying like that doesn't deserve to win it.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I've been wrong before on that. Carolyn gathers others to target Heidi. Why do you think Heidi should be the target?
Well, I think because they didn't believe Heidi right before that.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying that Danny says he doesn't need her vote. And they're kind of like, why would Danny say he doesn't need your vote? You know, he's got enough people to vote his way.
Yeah.
He's been pulling you along this whole time. So I think they kind of think that Heidi is lying to them.
I see. Why do you think Danny told her that, though? Because I think it was because I'm not sure why he did that, but if I were to try to justify it, I would probably say, oh, he didn't want to force her to have to vote any particular way.
Yeah, and because, and he feels like he's got the numbers.
Well, and I think because Franny just took her, so maybe it's like, hey, I know Franny just took you, so if you don't want to vote that way, I get it.
Yeah.
I like to think it's kind of almost a friendship move.
Yeah.
But I'm just also just trying to justify the saying, I don't know. It's up to, I do think he has the numbers, but why tell her that, basically?
Yeah, true. I think he's got to feel how she's turned against him, I would think.
A little bit, yeah.
She's got to feel that because she completely turned against him.
Well, she's...
I mean, we'll see when it comes time for the vote.
Okay.
She's the only one that votes against him.
Oh, I see. Okay. I did not know that. Okay. Okay.
So, you know, I would think living out there that, he's feeling that. And so when he's telling her, you know, you don't have to vote with me, I'm good enough. I don't know. I don't know if it's because, like you're saying, she's got a relationship with Franny and not making her vote against Franny.
Yeah.
Or he's just planning a different plan and kind of cutting her loose.
Interesting. I don't think he is that dumb to make it so obvious. Is yeah, the only thing I'm thinking right. of. Because I mean, we know there are players that would work on, but to me, Heidi is a very good player.
Yeah.
And has been smart enough to not tell anybody about it. You know, so I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. I can definitely tell their friendship's different. It's a whole different dynamic than it used to be.
They're getting more aggressive for sure.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead to tribal. The base case between Franny, Heidi, or Danny at this point.
And jury was pretty surprised when they came walking in and Carson had the immunity idol around his neck. So they seem pretty surprised. So it starts with Jeff saying, is it better to win the reward or to be chosen to join in the reward?
Which way would you go with that?
I don't know. I think I would rather be chosen because the person that wins, that chooses everybody, is putting a target on their back. I mean, you're cutting some friendships because those letters from home are major.
Yeah.
You know, that's huge when you don't get picked. I mean, look how mad they were when they went back to camp. What do you think? What would you do?
I almost think you don't want to go to reward just because strategically, if there's more people behind, then you're better off being with people behind.
True.
You know that if you could trust the people that are going or already written them out, then go. Right. So be it. I don't know. To me, at this point of the game, it might not be as important, but to me, being away from camp is the biggest problem.
Yeah. Because when they got there, you know, all the girls were like, oh, you know, we can do an alliance. We can all vote together. By the time they went back, Lauren flipped real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't going with that.
Well, think about when they were gone, it was Danny that pitched the Franny vote.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
Yeah.
So because they were gone is when they got the vote that's going to go through right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I don't know if you want, don't pull me away from camp. I mean, letters from home are nice and all, but it's only 20 something days. I'm fine.
What? You better want my letter.
I'll read them on the flight home.
So anyway, he asked the question. Of course, Franny answers. You never want to be the one that decides who gets the reward and letters from home, you know, because that does put a target on you. And then, you know, Danny's talking about how legends are not made from losers. You want to win because, you know, they're talking about, oh, well, if you don't win, that's probably better. It just irritates him.
Yeah.
When people have that mentality. You know?
I hope he comes back just because that kind of competitiveness is fun to see out there.
Yeah.
You know,
and this is where Jeff says you go full tilt boogie every day. I guess basically, you know, he says it's a state of mind. For me, I'm thinking like full throttle or you go for it.
I don't know if it was just kind of like a dad saying of his. I don't know
where that came from.
It might be a saying on Survivor, like amongst the crew. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it might have just been like a dad saying of his, you know.
And then they're all just talking about how, you know, you can, if you're doing really good, it puts a target on your back. It's a balancing act. Just like when you play an idol, it makes you a target. And that's when Jamie goes on to say that she says, you know, Kane is the one that went home with my idol and everybody's looking at Kane. And I love that he had no expression.
Nothing.
Loved it. Kane, you're killing me. I loved it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then they're kind of like, oh, OK.
Yeah. You know, so what's that mean?
Yeah. That was really funny.
And playing to the idol, playing to the jury, Danny makes sure to pitch this whole, like, Franny is a challenge monster the whole time.
Yeah.
Which I assume the reason he's doing that, not only to secure the vote, but, I mean, right now we see the numbers. The vote's locked in.
Yeah.
I think he's telling jury this is why we're getting rid of her.
Yeah.
Because he knows Matt's over there and other friends of hers as well.
Right.
But this is like, hey, we're getting rid of her for this reason. Yeah. I'm the one saying it.
Yeah.
So remember those words.
True.
You know.
And even what a better way to go out than somebody saying, oh, she's so good at challenges. And, you know, we just got to do this.
Yeah.
She's going to be on the jury being like, wow, you know, yeah, I guess fair. I was good. That was cool that he said it that way. Yeah. You know what and I mean? So you're right.
And most importantly, he's the one that said it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, you know, so I think he's playing the jury right there.
That's true. That's very good. Yeah. I didn't think of that. That's cool. Jamie just saying it's a new game every day. Everyone's motives are different. It's the era of alliances is over.
Yeah. Oh, that's
it's
been
pretty
that
much.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about voting blocks now.
Yeah. Carson saying this is the most stressful day, even though I had immunity, you know, because the plans keep changing. You have one conversation with somebody, you move over to another conversation. And it's a whole different person that they're wanting to get out. So Heidi just saying there's so many different plans. Nobody's solid. If you say the wrong thing, you can go home.
Absolutely. You know? We see Heidi did that. And she almost went home.
Yeah. So at this point, it's funny because Jeff's like, are we ready to vote?
Yeah.
Like, does anybody want to get up and whisper?
We had that last episode. He's almost baiting it now.
So we go ahead and vote. And let's see, as we start voting, we've got one for Danny, which came from Heidi, and two for Heidi, which was Carolyn. Let's get that right. And Franny.
All right.
And then Franny got four. She actually got five. We saw
four.
Did you
get five? Okay.
Yeah. Jam, Danny, Jamie, Lauren, and Carson all voted against Franny.
That's a good team right there.
Yeah.
That's a good voting block.
So now we have to start watching Ponderosa because we'll have Matt and Franny there together.
Yeah. We got to see. Do they still do Ponderosa? I haven't been able to find it. Normally they would tweet the video out and I haven't seen the video. Basically.
Oh, okay.
I'll check on their YouTube.
I hope so.
They normally would tweet it out, but I sometimes I miss it. So quickly, for next episode, we know Carolyn's pissed. She's just on a rampage. Yeah. Furious. Yep. Look, you said you wouldn't play with Franny or vote against Franny. You're not going to be in the vote. I'm sorry. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Jamie feels like she's got all the power. Okay, fun. I have no clue how.
Yeah.
And Danny wants out Carson or Carolyn. So I'm hoping he goes Carolyn on that, obviously.
Yeah.
As for my favorites, what I like about my favorites, and this is pretty unique to this season, is if I were to pick my favorites today, I'd still pick Danny and Carson.
Yeah, that was really good picks.
In other seasons, a lot of times I'm like, oh, but I'm kind of rooting for this person. I'm not the person I would have picked, but I'm rooting for this person as well. This season, I'm happy with the two I picked this entire time.
Yeah. They're really good.
And they're not only are they fun to watch, which happens a lot. You're like, I'll pick somebody who's fun to watch, but then it's like, oh, you're out. These two are here already here this far. It's pretty good. And we've only got four more episodes. So it's coming down to
it. I can't believe we only have four.
Yeah.
Heidi, she just got two votes and she's making some moves, but I don't like that she's not with Danny anymore.
Yeah.
I think her and Danny were a good alliance. So that kind of worries me about her.
I will say as a Danny person, though, I'm worried by Heidi not being with him. I think she is smart enough and a good enough player to pull Carolyn, pull Lauren, pull a few more and get Danny out next.
Yeah, they might. I hope not.
I hope he wins challenge next.
I hope so. It all depends if we have a freaking puzzle or not.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that puzzle stumped him good. I tell you.
Yep.
All right. How was Facebook?
Okay. So on Facebook. One of them asked a question of who's going to win. And mainly it was between Carson and Carolyn.
Okay.
We had a few Dannys in there, but it was mainly Carson and Carolyn.
Better not be Carolyn. I'm going to be so upset if it's Carolyn who just can't play this damn game.
Yeah. many people were upset that Franny did not take Danny to Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Should have chosen him. He played his idol for her. She wouldn't even be there if it wasn't for him.
If she did that, would she still be on the island? Because then he's not there to say the Franny vote.
Yeah.
Because he made that call while she was gone.
Yeah. I think she would still be there. I think she would be safe if she brought him with her. He would still go against her?
You know what he would have done is he would have looked around for a damn advantage or immunity. None of them did that.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. He would have torn that place apart looking for one.
Do you think there was one there? Normally there is.
I mean, Jeff would have said it probably on his podcast.
No, he didn't say it on the podcast.
I would assume so.
Because I wrote it here waiting if he said it and he didn't.
Okay.
So, yeah. Another thing, too, that somebody had mentioned, will the writer's strike delay next season?
No. They're unrelated.
Oh, okay.
So just a heads up on that. By the way, guys, if you guys don't know, check out Geek Freaks or Headlines, both of our podcasts that I run that are all about geek news and stuff like that and entertainment news. The writer's strike is only for scripted television. Matter of fact,
okay.
The last writer's strike in 2007 and 2008 lasted for 100 days exactly, was a skyrocketing boom in reality TV shows. Sweet. So like your Love Island and stuff like that came from that era.
Oh, okay.
So if you like Survivors, get ready. You're going to get a whole bunch of versions of it coming
Lovely.
Up.
Lovely.
So this is
bring
what
it
we,
on.
Yeah, this is what we got. Like, I remember very well, one of them was like, can you be a pirate? And it was like, because these don't need scripts. You just need a camera and to watch people do stuff. So it's perfect.
Oh, that's so good to know.
So Survivor is actually, to be honest with you guys, what's funny is, you know, we got 45 is greenlit, but we don't have season 46 or 47 greenlit yet.
Yeah.
Bet you it's going to be greenlit real quick.
Yeah.
With this. Probably. Because I would say Survivor is one of the top three shows that are not scripted on television right now.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see.
It's pretty cool.
It's probably good for us actually, but I'm still with the writers 100%, but still.
Yeah. You know. But don't mess with our Survivor.
Yeah.
Okay, so On Fire with Jeff Probst was about a shooting Survivor.
Yeah.
And so they say, you know, the sound department is, of course, part of shooting it,
absolutely,
along with picture. Unscripted, so if they don't get it, it didn't happen. So
that's
it is huge to make sure you have enough staff out there to be able to catch as much as possible. They are recording 24/7. And with every two people, you have a cameraman, an assistant, and a sound person.
Yeah.
Maybe three, but usually two. Yeah. And so there's like three different sections. So there's reality, which is the beach section where it's more observational. Then there's the challenge section, it's the spectacle, sporting event type one. And then there's the tribal, which is a simple conversation between Jeff and the players.
I bet they hire each cameraman with certain specific specialties. Like they probably go for sports cameramen.
Yeah.
For challenges.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's so cool. I mean, for each thing, there's many teams. So the team has those three people. And then there's many teams for each thing. So it's really cool. Along with like for the beach one, they have many teams for the challenge. They have dozens of cameras, drones, GoPros, underwater team, and they rehearse it first.
Yeah.
So that they realize where they need to have all these cameras.
Yeah.
They were talking about they have 20 to 30 cameras like under the sand or, you know, in different areas so that they can hear it as it's going on.
We see, microphones. Well, we see there's...
Microphones, I'm sorry.
Well, he was talking about, like, if you're a new hire, you're part of that, like, B team that goes through and does a challenge before anybody else gets out there. He mentioned that on an earlier episode.
Uh-huh.
And then we see footage of people trying out the challenge when he's explaining it. That's got to be them.
Yeah.
And so they got to film all that out, too.
That'd be interesting to just
see those random challenges.
Yeah, because you think about them running the challenge to make sure it's a good challenge, but I didn't think about actually, you know, like having to figure out your placement of all your cameras and all of your microphones and all that.
Jeff should make a YouTube videos out of those. I would watch that. If every challenge we got to see their dress rehearsal and like, I don't know, that'd be fun to watch.
Yeah. And then, you know, with the tribal one, he said that, you know, it's small and intimate, but it's equally as live as the other two parts. And that 90% is lit by fire. So they got these new cameras that they could, use
like low light cameras.
Yeah, because the lighting's such an issue. So it's really cool. And then they had a question section at the end, and one person asked, where does the crew sleep? And so in the first few years it was single tents.
Oh gosh,
can you imagine Jeff in a little tent? They built their showers, their bathrooms, basically a little city. And then now they have an island in Fiji that has a resort.
Oh,
so they all have their own rooms, air conditioning, bathrooms. Wow. Yeah, they're set now.
Please let me just stay at the resort while you guys are filming a Survivor nearby.
That would be so cool.
I'll be over there at the bar, like waiting for everybody to get back from work and just to tell me how it's going.
Yeah. One of the questions was why no loved ones episodes, right? Yeah. We talked about that. Stopped it because of COVID, shorter days, but thinks it'll... think because the letters went so well, that they might have that, they might bring that back.
I wish they would bring back the food auction too.
Yes. Oh, I love
that. I mean, they were starving out there just like last week or whatever. Oh, yeah. Food auction would do so well.
Oh, I love that one. And then somebody asked, like, do players get extras? And they're like, no, they don't get a change of clothes. They don't get shampoo. They don't get makeup. You know how people are like, because yeah. I see that on Facebook a lot. Oh, it looks like they have makeup on it, tribal, yeah. you know, and they're like, no.
Yeah.
You know?
Survivor conspiracies.
Just the lighting.
That's so good.
They do have a box that they have like contacts or glasses. Mm-hmm. They all get multivitamins.
Okay.
They get sunscreen that has bug repellent.
Oh, okay.
And that's it.
There you go.
That's all they get.
Smart with a sunscreen. I didn't think about how much you would have to make sure they have that.
Yeah.
That's dangerous to not have it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm. So next week we have unanswered questions.
Oh, good.
Is what's going to be on, fire. So yeah.
There you go, guys. Let us know what you guys thought about this episode of Survivor. Outlast Podcast one over on Twitter, or all the Geek Freaks ones too. We always answer them back over there as well. But I think this is a really good episode, and I hope we get one more double challenge episodes like this. I like this.
Oh, I hope so. I really love the double challenges. Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there.